This is an executive summary of single-family rental and build-to-rent DSDs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Renting a house used to mean dealing with an individual landlord who owned a property or two. Over the past decade, that picture has changed. Single-family rentals, SFR, and purpose-built build-to-rent, VTR, communities have become an institutional real estate sector, with professionally managed portfolios of rental homes attracting significant investment. For 1031 investors, this sector is increasingly accessible through Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs. An SFR or build-to-rent DST owns a portfolio of single-family rental homes, either scattered site houses or a purpose-built community of rental homes, and lets accredited investors own fractional beneficial interests that qualify as like-kind real property for a 1031 exchange under IRS Revenue Ruling 2004-86. The appeal rests on demand. Housing affordability challenges and demographic shifts have led many households, particularly families wanting space, good schools, and flexibility, to rent homes rather than buy or live in apartments. But the sector has its own operational character. Managing many individual homes is more labor-intensive per unit than running an apartment building, so management and turnover are key risks. This guide explains the rise of SFR and build-to-rent, how SFR DSTs are structured, the demand and demographic drivers, the management and turnover risks, and how to evaluate an SFR DST. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.